Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It's good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You're knowing what you are wanting? It moves about a bit, yes? Are you appreciating the expansion of your desire? Now that's the tricky part, isn't it? Because when you are as you are, beings who are living on the leading edge of creation, with contrast surrounding you, constantly prompting or inspiring a new desire, that means there are constantly, ever present for you, unfulfilled desires, doesn't it? If desire continues to expand, then you must always be in a place where you have a new idea of something more that you desire that has not yet manifested in your experience. Would you agree to that? And since that will eternally be how it is for you, do you agree that it's time that you make peace with that? You may be surprised at how often we say, and are you appreciating the contrast of your time and place? And while spattered in the audience are those who say yes and really mean it, most everyone else falls silent or says yes and doesn't really mean it. Because for most of you, that idea of fulfilling your desires seems very important. And we want you to know you will never be in a place where you are not fulfilling your desires, but you will never be in a place where all of them have been fulfilled. Can you hear the distinction? There will always be yet a new thing that has been born out of the contrast that you've given birth to that you are not yet vibrationally up to speed with. That's how everything that is expands. You are source energy, and a part of you is focused here in this body. But the larger part of you remains source energy. Then it is a really important thing to get a clear awareness of the two important aspects of the consciousness that is you. You are always source energy, and sometimes part of that source energy is focused into the personality that you know as you. And as the personality that you know as you, you are on the leading edge, exploring contrast, exploring leading edge contrast, coming to personal leading edge personal. Did we say personal leading edge personal? Did we say personal leading edge personal? Unique preferences and desires. So as those new desires are born within you, a wonderful thing happens. In the moment that the source that you were before you were born comes forth into this physical body, and in this physical body, you explore contrast. Whenever you know what you don't want, you know more clearly what you do want, and you exude a vibrational rocket because of this contrast. A vibrational rocket of improved life, of preference, of something more that from your leading edge place you are now asking for. And when that rocket shoots out of you, the source energy part of you that flowed here with you continues to flow on that rocket and literally becomes it. Do you get that? Do you get that the source within you expressed itself with you and now expresses itself on your new rocket of preference? Now, it's important that you get a picture of that, because that part of you, that non-physical part of you, that source energy part of you that expressed itself in your personality and is now riding the rocket of your new and improved preference, that source energy part of you is the dominant part of you. That's the part of you that law of attraction is responding to in the most powerful way. That's the eternal, long-standing, pure, positive energy, never in a state of resistance part of you. That's the God source part of you. That's the part of you that you call God. It's the part of you that we call source or inner being. It is the eternal you. It is the expanded version of you. Now let's talk about that again. So you were source energy. You came into a physical body. You explored contrast. You gave birth to yet another rocket of desire. And the source energy part of you now is the non-physical embodiment, non-embodiment of that new idea. In other words, source expanded because of what you lived. Now the question is, what are you doing about keeping up with the expansion that you have provided? You don't have to keep up with all of the expansion that is provided to source by physical beings. You don't have to keep up with all of that expansion, but you do have to keep up with the expansion that you gave birth to. And if you don't, there's a vibrational gap between who you're allowing yourself to be here in this physical body and who you have become as a result of being here in this physical body. Do you know that when you feel elation, that means you've lived in this body, you've given birth to rockets of desire, and in the moment of elation, you're up to speed with everything that you have become.